Haggadah, Halakha Kvalibov, Daf Nuntes, Kaddish.
Okay. You confused, John? It's probably because you haven't got the new copy.
Yeah, Shlomo. Yeah, Shlomo, should see what the other Mishi Kaddish is at my. Kaddish means to make Kiddish. It's also, you could interpret it as telling a person Kaddish. You make Kaddish yourself. Sanctify yourself. That what we said before. We said that the idea of the simonim, kaddish, orchatz, karpas, yachatz, it's not just like, you know, a cute way to remember the order of the seder. We mentioned earlier already that one of the Baalei Tosfos was the one that Misaken should say it. So he must have meant a little bit, something a little bit deeper maybe. So he's saying that it's a remez to the avoidos. It's a remembrance to the Avodas Hashem that's going through the entire Seder. So, based on that, we can understand that Kaddish means, and Al Derech HaAvoda, it means to remember Kaddish oneself. B'tshuva, v'lahachzer v'dosoi, t'hainu v'neshama k'doisha sh'neva adai sh'toa b'derech loy toy. To bring back his neshama that's gotten lost, and the things that he's gotten lost in, to bring them back. I once heard a very good shmaka thing from Ramosha Shapiro, my Rebbe's Rebbe. He once spoke in yeshiva years ago, and we were learning Eilu Metzias. So there's a famous lomdus in Eilu Metzias. Rav Naftali Trop made it famous. That he says, you have to know the sugya there, but basically he says a chiddush that in aveda, if you find an aveda. If not for the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, you'd be allowed to keep it. In other words, there's no gezel over there. Let there be no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Can I just pick up someone's Aveda and put it in my pocket? So it's a Shiloh. So he comes out on Maskan and says, yeah, you could. There's no gezel. It's not in the person's Rishus anymore. I could take it. The only thing stopping me from taking it is the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Is because of the mitzvah to give it back to me. Yeah? So he said, so Rav Moshe Shapiro said the same, yeah, unless he makes bad. So once he makes yish, so then I'm certainly allowed to keep it because he removes the mitzvah. I mean, assuming I didn't pick it up before yish. So he said then, he said, that's the pshat. He says, you know, Klaiso, uvoa oivdim eretz osher v'anidochem eretz mitzvayim. Klaiso is lost. The pasuk's going on, the ultimate gula, the oivdim eretz osher, all the yidden that are lost, they'll come back. But he said, even in each and every year, there's also parts of them that are lost, parts of them that have gone astray, that are lost. And he said, if not for the fact that there's a Bailam that wants it back, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it'd stay lost, it's gone. If not for the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, if not for the fact that Hashem's saying, no, there's a mitzvah to come back, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to bring it back. If not for that, okay, it'd be lost, it'd be finished. Just like the lomdus of Naphtali. So I remember him saying that. So that's what he says over here, to bring back the Aveda, bring back what the lost part of the Neshama, and bring it back to Hashem. Kaddish b'miluah kuf dalet shin. Now, if you spell out kuf dalet and shin, you get the gematria of tof kuf pei, 980. Yeah, kuf spelled out, that's one way of doing gematria. Kuf spelled out, dalet spelled out, shin spelled out, is tof kuf pei. And it's been merames to the way, it's teaching us the way to come back to that level of Kedusha. The best way, in other words, a person has to learn Musa Sfarim and, you know, Chasidus and Musa and all these things, and Machshava, like we learned in Nefesh HaChaim, to point out the direction to him, how he's supposed to look at things. But at the end of the day, the thing that's mekadish him is the limud haTorah itself. The limud haTorah itself. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, the Gematria, Tov Kopei. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, right? Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara. Right? That's basically what we learn. Those three words together are the same Gematria as Kaddish. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara equals 980. So that's the remez. That's how you want to be mekadish oneself. That's the best way. It elevates, it's makadesh, it sanctifies, it sets aside. Kiddush means to set aside all the senses of a person, Ube gematria mishmeres. It's also the same gematria as the word mishmeres. It'll be a guarding. Yeah. Also 980. So they have Torah yesh mishmeres the kedusha. It'll be it's like it says. Should be mishmeres, meaning something that will last. V'yaduma shabu chazal shetshuvu ayadei Torah. Shuvah is through Torah. Shemlom adaf echad yilmod beis dapin. Right, we said the Nefesh HaChaim is medayik. Nefesh HaChaim makes a diyuk that in the pasuk of, remember, Rav Shmuel was the one to save Mechav into it, but Nefesh HaChaim says that when the pasuk in the bracha of Shmonesu of Tshuva, which is the bracha of Shivenu, it starts off with Torah. Shivenu v'ilu sorisecho. That's the bracha of Tshuva. The bracha of Tshuva starts off talking about Torah, because Torah is the way. Tshuva I date Torah. It's a medrash Chazal. He says Ve'yikar Rabba. I didn't look up the medrash. Shetshuva I date Torah. Shemlom daf echad. We learned one daf. You learn one beis daf. We learn two. Chedisa b'gemara v'shoshana b'zevach u'mincha einu mischaper. So in Melo, that's the idea, we're coming to be Mekadosh ourselves. We have to think about. Okay, stop here.